Welcome to WEIRD, Weird Live News. I'm your DJ Gorf, and this is July the 18th, 2016. Weird News is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Each week, we will bring you news from across the world and across the spectrum, mostly involving young people, young boys, in different things that are going on worldwide. Of course, this past week, one of the things that was astonishing to most of us, another terrorist attack in which a father and son were killed. The father and son were killed in Nice, France, and that is where a terrorist had killed 84 people and wounded many others. Sean and Kim Copeland had taken their families from the Texas Hill County to Europe for a summer vacation. Seeing the running of the bulls at Pamplona in Spain, exploring the sights in Barcelona, then they traveled to the French Riviera to celebrate Bastille Day. It was there in Nice that a Tunisian man, an immigrant, drove a truck into a crowd celebrating the French National Day on Thursday night, killing 84 people and wounding many others, as they had stood by, waiting for a fireworks celebration. Women, children, and men were murdered as they were drove over by a madman. This is astonishing to me. So many terrorist attacks worldwide have been happening in recent times. It just makes you wonder why people have done these things, these acts of terrorism. There are no way to help anyone. It doesn't benefit the terrorists, and it certainly doesn't benefit the innocents. A young man, 11-year-old boy, his whole life left to him, is murdered in a senseless act of violence. Let's remember these and those worldwide that died daily in such awful, awful circumstances. Awful bit of news, guys. Hate opening up with a news story so very, very sad. But let's at least remember each and every one of these as we begin this weird news story tonight. Moving on, there's a news story that's actually kind of unusual. I has actually been watching Netflix. I know many of you guys might be doing that as well. There's actually a series coming out, and it's called Stranger Times. It kind of reminds me of this show that was called, I believe it was Erie, Indiana, many, many years ago. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but it's kind of along those same lines. The storyline is in a small town where everyone knows everyone, a peculiar incident starts the chain of events that leads to a disappearance of a child, which begins to tear the fabric of otherwise peaceful community. Dark government agencies and seemingly malevolent supernatural forces converge on the town, while a few locals begin to understand that there's much more going on than meets the eye. It's a very interesting story. So if you have Netflix, take a look at the premiere episode. It's actually been posted. It's quite interesting. I know if you're looking for that type of thing, if you like sci-fi or fantasy, this is an idea, something you might get a kick out of. And the young people aren't bad to look at either. It's pretty good, guys, as we move on to Weird Weekly News. Also, something we've been putting out each week, is we're doing some recommendations for privacy on your computers. Last week, I mentioned this, and I mentioned again today. It's called the Thumbprint Viewer. It's actually in your computer. When you viewed an image, it will retain a thumbprint of that image. If you go to the website called Merlin.world, you'll see a thing called your thumbprint viewer. You can take a look at all the thumbprints that your computer has retained during the time that you've looked at different items on the web. And it may seem very insignificant, but they can add up so quick. It's astonishing. I know I had a good friend of mine the other day run it on his computer, and he had almost 2,300 thumbprints, even though that he is religiously using other scanners and erasers and other tools, but these thumbprints were retained. Now, you can view them with the free version, but they do make a version that will allow you to erase them. They charge $10 for that, and it's quite well worth the $10 to erase all the thumbnails that have been retained on your computer over time. It's absolutely astonishing how many of those are there. Now, on Weird Weekly News, we will be doing many other suggestions for software and for other things that will help you as you are entertaining yourself on the World Wide Web. Things that we feel are very important to keep you abreast of the changes and the things going on in the world. Moving on, Disney star Ross Lynch has been set to play the young gay serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, I like Ross Lynch. He's an excellent singer, very talented guitarist, and I don't know if you've ever seen things that he plays on in Disney, but he does a great job. He does a wonderful job on his shows, and it's going to be kind of unusual that a Disney star turned away from the clean nick of being a Disney kid to grow up and start working in a film like this. Kind of interested at how he plays this. Jeffrey Dahmer, of course, was a horrible person. And this will be interesting to see. You've got a person that went from the Teen Beach movies, which is that what Ross Lynch was in, to becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. He's going to play Dahmer in his high school years, an adaptation of a story of a 1970s script that talks about John Dahmer in his early years and how he became the type serial killer that he ended up becoming. That would be an interesting story to watch. I know Ross is very talented. I know I look forward to that. And I hope you do too. Moving on in news, let's see what else is going on. There's another, I don't know if you like animated features. I kind of do. Some of the animated features are quite interesting. There's one coming out called Phantom Boy. And what they've said about Phantom Boy, it's set in a French animated dream of New York. It tells the story of Leo, a plucky, kind little boy, very attached to his family, but he's also very ill. His illness gives way to him getting a gift. He can leave his body for certain periods of time and spy unseen by others. Kind of an unusual gift, isn't it? I know if we had a thing one time on one of the boards that people said, if you had one superpower, what superpower would you like to have? And everyone said, we'd love to be invisible for just a little while. Conveniently, he can still speak through his physical body as he does so. And it allows Leo, the young kid himself, to assist a bumbling cop who's laid up on the floor of the hospital. Together, the two, with the help of the cop's journalist friend, and of course, possibly, your love interest, team up to take down a villain who is blackmailing the city with a deadly virus. Quite an unusual story to have a young kid that's ill can help an older gentleman solve the story. Seems like that'd be an interesting visualization, and it's an animated movie. I don't know if you guys like those, but hey, I thought I'd at least share with you in this week's Weird Weekly News. Now, moving on in the news stories, Pokemon Go, a huge hit amongst, seems like everybody is playing Pokemon Go. This Pokemon Go led an Arizona grandmother to rescue a young boy who was being bullied. The story starts out, said an Arizona woman who was out playing Pokemon Go when she spotted a young boy in trouble. Jeanette Warren was collecting Pokeballs used to catch Pokemon in the popular app in a park in Buckeye, Arizona on Sunday when she saw a pair of teenage boys bullying a younger child. They were making him run sprints and not letting him get a drink, just being real jerks, Warren told the story. Warner later told the author of the story that she didn't think much of the scene at first, guessing the boys may have been siblings. So she continued looking for Pokemons. But her conscience brought her back to check on the boy. He was still running, and with temperatures getting into triple digits, he apparently was becoming ill. I noticed that the little boy was on the ground, and one of the older boys was standing over him and yelling at him. At this point, I called 911. She watched the two older boys take off on their bicycle. By the time they had fled the scene, the boy collapsed. He was really starting to stumble. He fell face first onto the rocks. The firefighters there took the 12-year-old boy and found that he was showing signs of heat stroke, and he was taken to an area hospital. There later, he was released to his family. Everything happens for a reason. The lady said, I wasn't really expecting to do this afternoon, but it seems like if you see something like this happening, where someone is getting bullied, a young person is being mistreated, no matter what you have going on, it's great to know. If you could stand up for that person, be there for them when they need someone at that very, very special time. Moving on in Weird Weekly News. So many stories this week, but one that really caught my eye was last week, Congress was actually moving to add things to the Patriot Act. They decided late night that they were going to add, because of the recent mass shootings, Monday night, the House of Representatives, scheduled a vote on an expansion of the Patriot Act. They would have significantly broadened government surveillance powers after 9/11. They would expand parts of the sections of that Patriot Act that cover non-terrorism money, and would have added different things that they would have been able to do and looked into the privacy of innocent Americans. And although Congress had said they would not do this, they were going to do this, and that was Monday night. They were actually working into it, and this was something I saw in the news, and I thought I should share with you guys, because they do things behind the scenes where we don't notice it, we don't recognize they're doing it, they take away our rights, and as long as we'll let them take our rights and make it to where we can't do things, the smallest amount of liberties just given away, not allowed to be contested or checked or put into balances, they will continue to do this. It's the simplest thing for them as far as they're concerned, as individuals, as in a democratic society, we should be able to say no. They've taken enough of our rights away. We should be able to watch and be careful, because Congress will do things just like this as they tried to do Monday night. I thought you guys should be aware of it. Keep an eye. So if you hear something about this, either on your local news stations or on the national news, and I haven't seen anything about it, I just caught an article about this, and it's important we as individuals keep eyes on what's going on in the world, because you just never know what might be happening and where it may be taking place. So it's important that we share those things with each other so that each and every one of us are prepared for that. Moving on in news, many years ago, there was a young man by the name of Ryan White. I don't know if many of you men remember him, but a very young man at about 12 or 13 had caught AIDS, the HIV virus. The mother, let me move on here. The mother of that young man, actually Ryan White, was actually going to visit a very special monument set up in the Children's Museum on Monday. Jenny White Gender, the mother of Ryan White, will be at the museum on Monday and deliver a message about anti-bullying. See, Ryan was bullied in his school because they did not want someone with the HIV virus attending school or being a part of the classrooms. They were afraid that as the other kids were there with him, that it would be simpler for them to catch the virus from Ryan because Ryan had that virus. It was a very interesting time in our lives when people were in such a down state against those that had that virus. No one wanted to get around them for fear that they would catch the disease. Awful time for this poor 12, 13-year-old boy. He had hemophilia, and he accidentally caught the virus because they were doing a blood transfusion. What a sad thing. This young man had the sweetest smile and brought a lot of love and joy to very many people. If you ever get a chance to look this story up, please do so. It's not only entertaining, but it's uplifting about a young person who, at that time of his life, just wanted to enjoy life. No matter how much life he had left, he knew he was not going to be around a long time, but he was going to have a good time, and it allowed us as individuals to celebrate life right along with them. We're moving on in Weird Weekly News. Now listen, Weird Weekly News is done every Monday morning. If you would like for us to add stories, or if you have something you'd like us to mention, don't hesitate to do so. Let's just say that you own a board and you would like us to mention there's an anniversary of that board coming up. We'll do so. We've got no problem doing that. This story will be played, the news story is played, every 100 songs during the week on the Weird Live shows. Therefore, you can listen. Weird is a 24/7 station. It plays all the time. So this will rotate, and it'll be played over and over again throughout that day. We encourage you to listen in. We try to keep up the news stories. We try to do enough positive stories along with some of the negative. Obviously, it's very easy to come with negative stories. It takes a little bit more time to find positive ones. But there are positive things that are going on in the world today. So therefore, in my editorial to you this afternoon, things that I want you to remember, don't ever get down. Don't allow yourself to fall by the wayside and give up. When you find yourself, you feel like there's no place else to go, remember there are those out there that care about you and want to see you succeed. They want to see you have a great and better life. They do, and they appreciate you. Thank you again for listening in to Weird Weekly News. This year being your DJ Gorf, and we appreciate each and every one of you.